And really, Joe, it was all about that that reset. Once you guys got a chance to start anew and get that brand new game to work with, you guys come out swinging, and good to see you guys get out there to the good start in game two. And how about Valerio with that grand slam?
That was awesome, man. Kid's been swinging a bat all year long. He's got some juice in there. I mean, known for his plate discipline and high contact rate, but he puts a charge into him every once in a while. And that was huge for us to, you know, like you said, hit the reset button. That's what we talked about after game one. Hey, we got another game. Let's go in the clubhouse, change our unis, put on the reds, which we usually are. Seems like our offense is always hotter when we wear the red. But guys came out swinging and putting up the three runs in the first and four in the second. It was great job by our pitchers in that game two. Matulovic picking up the start, doing a good job. I wanted him to get through five to get a W, but got the pitch count up. It's the most pitches he's thrown on the year, and Hassler, outstanding job to finish it off.
Yeah, I think it was the most he's thrown in his career, too, and looking at it for Matulovic, but certainly helps out because your pitching staff thinned. You did add two new guys today, but didn't need them, which is probably good news when it's all, you know, said and done, just because they just got into town. That'd be tough to get him out there. Wanted to ask you, though, real quick about Valerio. Is it hard sometimes? I know that Kesson here has been battling a little bit up in the big leagues with the high leg kick and trying to get his timing right and maintaining his balance. How fine of a line is that? Because Valerio has that big leg kick, too, that it seems like he uses as a timing mechanism. But is it easy for that to get thrown off and to lose that kind of balance?
I mean, it can, but, I mean, he's, you know, Altuve is a favorite player. Loves Jose Altuve. Watches him hit all the time. Emulates him. But he's very compact, short. I mean, just his body control is unbelievable. He's got really good rhythm and timing. And I'm sure his vision's off the chart as well.
Yeah. So you guys obviously get the win here in game two. 41 wins now in the season. And back to three games up on the Wood Ducks. And you do it again offensively here in game two. Ernesto Martinez, you talk about just talking about Valerio, the big leg kick for him. His swing, Martinez, really, really unique, and one that it works. And when he runs into it, he can hit it a mile, and he just keeps swinging it well here tonight. And he's hot again, which is good to see.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where we, during BP, will put the exit velos on the board, you know, distance, exit velos. He's one of those guys that if we had a contest, he would probably win every day. It's amazing, like 105, 107. It's just how the bat, I mean, just putting a barrel on the baseball, it's going to freaking go. It's a rocket coming off his bat, no matter where it's going. I'd hate to be an infielder. Randall Simon is a shorter, you know, stocky, but when he took BP when we were in Richmond at AAA, all the infielders used to get off the dirt. They didn't want Simon hitting the rockets at him, but it's like how that was, the sound off his bat, he just hits rockets.
Mike Wilson gets a chance to play, I think it's now four consecutive games. He's been out there, and you've been rewarding him. He's been swinging it well, and certainly worked out again tonight with some really good swings, and he's hitting it with authority, too.
Yeah, he's another one. I mean, he's in the past high exit velo type guy, and I just think it was a matter of comfort, him getting comfortable, I mean, coming from extended, rolling right in, you know, putting him in front of fans and, you know, getting acclimated, and that's what he's done. It's one thing I mentioned to him when he got after his triple, got to third base. I said, man, he's starting to get comfortable there. He said, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. So it's good to see him come around, and like you said, rewarding them. When they're rolling, I'm going to keep running them out there. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, Andre Nebe kind of had that same treatment too, especially on the road in Kannapolis. And is that what it is? It's a matter of building confidence, trying to let the guys know that you trust them and then let them build off of that?
Yeah, I mean, both those guys, you know, and like Nebe, you know, was injured a little bit, you know, coming into the season. So he got here late, and it's, you know, same for both those guys, giving them the live ABs, getting them comfortable, and, you know, it's hitting's big-time mental. I mean, if you're doubting yourself, you're pressing, I got to get a hit, you know, that you're already in trouble. So it's a matter of trusting your approach, trusting what you did in the cage, and, you know, it's a battle between you and the pitcher out there, and they've gotten to that point where they're comfy getting in there. You can tell by the walk to the plate, you know, they're ready to hit.
I know I'm bouncing around a little bit, but you did mention Matulovic. Obviously, you wanted to get him out there for that fifth inning to try and get the win tonight, and his pitch count got up, obviously, but really helped you guys out. Your pitching staff's a little bit thin right now. Wanted to ask you just real quick just about what it is that works for him so well, because the velocity, he's in the low 90s, when there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Clearly, it works, but in this day and age, everybody wants to be the high 90s and all of that, but what he does, it works, and it obviously a lot of spin, really good location, but is it the tempo? Is that part of it?
I think it's a mix of everything, like you said, with the spin, the tempo, his pitch mix, his slider's really starting to come around. You know, when he cuts it loose, it's nasty, and mixed it in well tonight, but he can elevate very well in the strike zone, gets a lot of swing and miss up there. And he's been one of our better guys filling multiple roles. He's finished off games, he's been a long relief guy, you know, mixing and start. He's been very consistent all year long for us.
He's your Noah Campbell on the pitching side.
You got that right.
Well, hey, congrats, and look to do it again tomorrow, and just keep it rolling. You guys, again, 41 wins on the season, 41-27, and certainly a great start to this year, and still having a lot of fun.
Thanks, Greg, and congrats to you on the win.
Appreciate it, as always. That is the skipper. That's Joe Arolt, live inside the clubhouse. Thanks again to him. As always, appreciate his insight looking at these ball games as soon as they happen. We are able to get him in there. How great is that?